Europe is preparing for something it hoped it would never have to face again. Across the continent, governments are ordering missiles, drones, ammunition, armored vehicles, and air defense systems. Defense budgets are rising. Factories are being asked to produce faster. And the political language has changed, too. Europe is no longer only talking about supporting Ukraine. It is talking about defending itself. But there is a problem. Weapons are expensive. Many governments are already under pressure from debt, inflation, and stretched public budgets. And European countries have spent decades building their defense systems mostly separately, buying different equipment from different suppliers under different national plans. That is where SAFE comes in. SAFE stands for Security Action for Europe. It is the European Union's new defense loan instrument, worth up to 150 billion euros, designed to help member states invest faster in military capabilities and, where possible, buy them together. But SAFE is not just a technical financing tool. It raises a much bigger question. Can Europe really rearm together? Hello and welcome to the Lens EU podcast, zooming in on what drives Europe's community. I'm Linda Anna Daldere, a journalist with TVNet in Latvia. Every week we bring together voices from across Europe to explore how European decisions affect people across the continent. Today we're asking how SAFE could reshape Europe's defense and whether it can deliver on its promise. To explore that, we'll hear perspectives from European Commission and from across Europe, including Croatia, Latvia and Poland. I began by asking European Commissioner for Defence and Space, Andrius Kubilius, why the EU needed SAFE in the first place.
Well, SAFE was, you know, targeting one of the challenges which we needed to resolve, is how to increase very rapidly available financial resources for the member states to develop their defence capabilities. Because you know that for the last 30 years, European Union member states were not investing enough into defense. We were enjoying that our transatlantic partners were taking care about our defense. They were spending their taxpayers' money. That is changing. Our transatlantic partners, they see now that because of strategic reasons, they need to shift more of their attention towards Indo-Pacific, to Western Hemisphere, and they're asking us to take responsibility on European defense, and that means that, you know, very rapidly we need to ramp up defense financial resources. So SAFE was one of the instruments, not the only one. Also, approved so-called national escape clause, which allowed member states to spend their national money more for defense and not having problems with the deficit. So, especially for Eastern Flank countries, for the Baltic states, which are facing big threats of possible Russian aggression, investment into defense is very crucial. And of course, this is an investment not only into national defense, but also investment into European, strengthening European defense. And that is why European Union is coming with this solidarity, giving possibility for member states to use very attractive loans. Those loans, which now Latvia is taking, other countries are taking, are attractive because they are done on behalf of European Union. And that is why borrowing is much cheaper and things like that.
As Commissioner Kubilius explains, SAFE was born out of a new security reality. Europe needs to invest in defense much faster than before, but many governments simply don't have the financial room to do it alone. SAFE, or Security Action for Europe, is the European Union's answer to that challenge. Rather than handing out grants, the European Commission raises money on financial markets using the EU's strong credit rating and offers up to 150 billion euros in long-term loans to member states. That allows governments to invest in new military capabilities now, while repaying the loans over many years. But there's another important objective. SAFE isn't just about spending more, it's also about spending smarter. The program encourages countries to buy equipment together through joint procurement, helping reduce fragmentation, strengthen Europe's defense industry, and ensure that armed forces across Europe can work more closely together. So what does that look like in practice? And why did the EU choose loans rather than grants? I put that question to Commissioner Kubilius.
Well, debt is some kind of financial instrument which is used usually when really the crisis is coming, and definitely there are no other ways how to have enough of financial resources to do what is needed. What is done is really done in a prudent way, because this is a debt which member states are taking responsibility to repay. So in some way we are front-loading defense resources, financial resources on a national level, which, according to the pledges of member states, will be really significantly increasing till 2035, because member states pledge to NATO to increase defense spending, core defense spending up to 3.5%, and in the whole defense spending up to 5%. So if member states will fulfill those pledges, they will spend during next 10 years, all the European Union member states, will spend around of 7 trillion euros. So this is a big amount of money. But that money will come, if we should not do that, you know, safe loans, those money would come in a slow way, evolutionary. Now we are doing what I call a big bank of financial support to defense. And then, you know, this loan, 150 billion loan, will be repaid from national defense resources, which, as I said, are going to grow.
Finding the money, however, is only part of the challenge. The next question is how to spend it. SAFE isn't a blank check. The money can only be spent on agreed defense priorities, including ammunition, missiles, air defense, drones, cyber capabilities, and military mobility. The program also encourages countries to buy equipment together rather than separately, helping strengthen Europe's defense industry and making European armed forces more interoperable. At the same time, recognizing the urgency of today's security environment, it also temporarily allows individual national procurements where critical capabilities need to be delivered quickly. So how does SAFE look from the national perspective? Croatia plans to borrow 1.7 billion euros through SAFE, but not everyone believes the government is spending that opportunity wisely. Here's Goran Recepovic, a former military pilot and defense analyst.
Security action for Europe received a considerable political and media attention in Croatia at all levels. There are several critical defense capability gaps that could be addressed via SAFE instrument. Those are medium-range air defense system, anti-drone capability, electronic warfare system, and integrated civil maritime surveillance system. Unfortunately, Croatia has managed to obtain only limited benefit from this SAFE unique opportunity. The acquisition of 44 German-made Leopard 2 tanks will consume almost 70% of 1.7 billion SAFE loan. Government will replace ex-Yugoslav tanks instead of solving missing defense capabilities. Regarding domestic defense industry, there are several companies that could benefit from SAFE funding. I will mention two of the most promising that could deliver at industrial scale with proven international cooperation experience. Orca is one of the European leading developers in FPV drones. Domestic production capabilities, almost 280,000 drones a year. 24 NATO members operate Orca FPV drones. Docking company is leading in the production of the ground self-propelled heavy-duty robotic systems. for humanitarian demanding, as well as frontline combat use. More than 70 docking demanding robots operate in Ukraine. Both policymakers and defense experts have supported the joint European defense procurement as the opportunity for industrial development and transfer of the new technology. However, our policymakers have much higher expectations than ability to deliver. On the other hand, the Croatian private defense companies are healthier and more efficient in the implementation of the new ideas, technologies, and cross-border cooperation. So, one of the options for an improvement of safe outcomes should be directly with the private sector. Therefore, the current impact of SAFE on domestic defense industry is minor. In general, SAFE instrument has been used to establish customer-supplier relations, so our government has supported Europe defense industry, but not domestic one. Why has the Croatian government missed such opportunity? Croatia lacks a comprehensive defense planning process. There are no such EU financial instrument that can substitute for the incompetence of our government.
That's one perspective from Croatia, where the debate has focused on whether the government is using SAFE to address the country's most urgent capability gaps. But Croatia is only one part of the European picture. Across the continent, the conversation around SAFE has taken different routes. In June, Latvia became one of the first member states to formally join the program, signing a SAFE loan agreement worth almost 3.5 billion euros with the European Commission. The first tranche of more than 524 million euros is expected to arrive within weeks. The government says the funding will accelerate projects that Latvia was already planning as part of its long-term defense strategy. The priorities include strengthening the National Armed Forces' combat readiness, increasing firepower and improving mobility, with investments planned in drones, counter-drone systems and long-range indirect fire capabilities. Part of the funding is also intended to support Latvia's growing defense industry, rather than simply purchasing equipment from abroad. At the signing ceremony, Prime Minister Andris Kulbark stressed exactly that. He said the money should not only strengthen Latvia's security, but also contribute to the country's economy by helping develop its defense industry. One example is the Latvian-made Blaze interceptor drone developed by Origin Robotics, which has been selected as one of the systems to be procured with SAFE support. According to the Latvian Defense Ministry, several allied countries are also planning to acquire the system, making it an example of how the program could strengthen both national capabilities and Europe's defense industry. Still, the program has sparked debate in Latvia. Earlier this year, critics questioned whether taking on billions of euros in new debt would become too costly for taxpayers in the long run. The government argues that borrowing through the European Commission offers significantly lower financing costs than Latvia could achieve on its own, while supporters of the program say the bigger question is whether Latvia can afford to delay critical defense investments at all. Poland has taken SAFE to an entirely different scale. It applied for almost 44 billion euros in loans, making it the program's largest beneficiary, and earlier this year became the first member state to receive SAFE funding, with an initial disbursement of 6.6 billion euros. But it has not avoided political controversy. Here's Dr. Michal Piekarski, assistant professor and defense expert at the University of Wrocław.
SAFE has received a very significant political, media and public attention in Poland, especially because of two factors. One is, of course, threat from Russia and highly visible need to upgrade our defense capabilities, and that became a hot topic in public discussions and political discussions in the last few years. However, as SAFE became a subject of highly significant political attention because it fell victim to a polarization between the governing coalition, the liberal parties, and the Law and Justice, that is opposition in parliament, and is supported by president. And president made a very significant move by blocking the special bill that was supposed to allow for effective management of safe funds. The president decided to veto this bill, claiming that Poland would become dependent in defense issues on so-called bureaucrats in Brussels. And therefore, the Poland will not be able to make independent decisions regarding the defense spending, regarding the weapons acquisitions. And that became a highly controversial problem because in the last years, the Law and Justice, when they were in charge of government, they have made a number of acquisitions of helicopters, tanks, aircrafts in South Korea, in the United States, and they were very, very supporting increasing of defense spending, buying more and more weapons, and suddenly it turns out that they don't want Poland to receive funding that would allow for buying more weapons, this time in Europe. So there's a lot of controversies.
Despite the political disagreements, Poland's application is the largest submitted under SAFE. Many of the planned investments focus on capabilities that have become increasingly important since Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine, from modern infantry fighting vehicles and drones to strengthening air defense and protecting critical infrastructure. But according to Dr. Pekarski, one capability gap stands out.
We know that SAFE fund shall be used to cover the cost of two important Navy programs. One is program of hydrographic survey ships. So essentially there are ships that shall be used to monitor the seabed and look for any changes that could be natural or made by someone. And we shall be able to detect, for example, that if something suddenly appeared close to a pipeline or power line, and Polish Navy has such vessels, but they are old because they have been built during the Cold War. Another highly important program is called Ratownik, so the rescuer. And this is going to be a rescue ship, rescue vessel. However, plan is to be, for that ship, is to be highly effective, modern, multi-role seabed operation vessel that shall be used in search and rescue operations, but also to conduct other works on the seabed. And we know that shall be highly modern unit, shall be highly effective, and that will help to respond for any acts of Russian hybrid warfare against critical maritime infrastructure, especially the pipelines, the power lines.
Protecting critical infrastructure in the Baltic Sea is one national example, but the process behind choosing these investments is the same across Europe. The European Commission doesn't tell governments what to buy. Those capability priorities are first agreed within NATO. The European Union's role is to help member states finance them more quickly. Here's Commissioner Kubilius.
Well, first of all, of course, capabilities which member states need to develop are based on so-called NATO capability targets. So that is where member states are negotiating with NATO. NATO has all the defense plans, pan-European, the regional ones, and according to those plans, NATO is negotiating with the member states what kind of capabilities in very material terms, what, you know, in air defense, in land forces, each country needs to develop. And we're coming then as European Union with additional financial resources, with instruments of industrial policy to help member states to develop those capabilities. So that's, you know, not us who are deciding, you know, what member states need to develop.
Once those capability needs have been identified, the next challenge is making sure Europe develops them efficiently. That's where SAFE's emphasis on joint procurement comes in. One of its key goals is to encourage countries to produce capabilities together rather than separately, a shift that could strengthen Europe's defense industry while making European armed forces more interoperable. But changing decades of national procurement habits won't happen overnight. Why does the European Commission believe joint procurement is worth the effort?
The question is, you know, how to change in general, you know, approach towards development of defense capabilities, and definitely we still have this legacy problem that member states during the whole history of European Union, European Community, were usually taking care about their defense developments alone. Because according to the treaties, defense is a national prerogative. Now we see the problems after that, because of that, of those, you know, let's say, political roots, we have a very deeply fragmented defense industry, a lack of joint development, lack of joint procurement, which again means that the money which we are spending for defense are spent not in the most effective way. And we can show the proof that when we are implementing joint procurement programs with the support of the European Union, the prices for the same equipment, because joint procurement brings the scale of the contract, the price can go down by 30%. So that's what we need to spread this knowledge, this practice, and ask governments really to look how the money should be spent in a most effective way. And in order for that, also it's very important to develop what we call integrated defense market.
The program also aims to strengthen Europe's own defense industrial base. Across both procurement categories, no more than 35% of component costs may originate from outside the EU, European Economic Area countries, or Ukraine, creating an incentive to expand production within Europe and among trusted partners. Changing procurement habits, however, may prove easier than changing strategic thinking. For decades, many European countries have relied heavily on the United States for their security. SAFE is designed to strengthen Europe's own defense capabilities, but does that also mean a shift towards greater European strategic autonomy? Beyond procurement, Dr. Pekarski says SAFE could also reshape how Poland thinks about Europe's role in its own defense.
I would dare to say that the Poland, on the political level, on the level of policymakers, have not yet grasped the idea of European strategic autonomy, of building a joint, large defense projects. That also the long-term economical effects of SAFE and the chances that shall be provided by this fund are not yet fully understood. However, I also do believe that while we for a long time considered that there are two fundamentals of Polish defense politics. So there's this American the case of American special relations, at least we hoped it to be special, and the European side, and we very often prefer the American, because for a long time we considered Americans as the strongest. Now there is a possibility that we shall change our view of European defense and European strategic autonomy, including the defense industrial autonomy.
SAFE is no longer just an idea on paper. Poland has already received its first funding, Latvia has signed its loan agreement, and projects are beginning to move from planning to implementation across Europe. Whether the program succeeds, however, won't be measured simply by how much money is borrowed. Its real test will be whether European countries can turn those loans into faster procurement, stronger industries, and capabilities that make Europe's collective defense more credible. As we've heard today, countries still approach SAFE from different perspectives. Croatia debates spending priorities. Latvia focuses on implementation and industrial development. Poland is asking what SAFE could mean for Europe's long-term strategic future. What unites those discussions is a shared recognition that Europe's security environment has fundamentally changed. The question is no longer whether Europe needs to invest more in defense, but whether it can do so together. You've been listening to the Lens EU podcast, zooming in on what drives Europe's community. Thank you for listening, and join us again next week for another story from across Europe.